This is Dan Jones.
Our scripture reading is from 2 Peter 2, verses 4 through 9. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should after live ungodly, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for that righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The key lesson of these verses is that God saves the righteous and condemns the wicked. We know this from the examples given here in the Scriptures. Notice the contrast. Eight people, obedient Noah and his family, were saved from the flood, but the ungodly world drowned. Sodom and Gomorrah were burned to ashes, but righteous Lot was delivered. Even angels who sinned were cast down to torment. The conclusion of the writer, therefore, is that God is just. He knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. We are often inclined to feel that tragedies will not happen to us. We're reminded, for example, to be careful when traveling, especially on holiday weekends, because traffic accidents claim many lives. But we usually assume that we will not be victims. Others will be killed, but we do not expect to get hurt. Most likely, those who have been killed felt the same way also. We mention this to make a point. People hear God's warnings, but conclude that those warnings do not apply to them. They may even realize that they're not living as God requires, but still, they delude themselves with the notion, "It cannot happen to me. Somehow, I will be an exception." But, dear friend, there are no such exceptions. The Lord will reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. The evident fact is that when men refuse to do the will of God, they are on their way to hell. Dear listener, if you are not a true Christian, you are on your way to torment. This is as certain as that sinful angels are punished, that the wicked men of Noah's time were drowned, or that Sodom and Gomorrah were burned up. On the side of those who seek to please God, however, there is assurance. He desires that all men be saved, and surely He will deliver His people. No matter what the rest of the world might do, Christian people may be sure that their faithfulness will not go unrewarded. The salvation of the righteous is certain. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Please note that the ones delivered out of temptation are the godly. This is true because they are the ones who seek the means of deliverance from temptation and sin. They know that temptation is a part of life, and they prepare for it. To the Christians at Corinth, Paul said, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it." 1 Corinthians 10:13. It's wonderful to know that we will not be tempted above our ability to bear it. The promised way of escape is exemplified by Jesus Himself when facing the temptations of Satan, Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. At each temptation, Jesus responded by employing God's Word as His means of resisting Satan. Every answer is prefaced with the words, "It is written." God's Word is all sufficient to provide our needs in doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. With this Word as our armor, Ephesians 6:10-18, we can stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 6:11. We can withstand in the evil day, Ephesians 6:13. The Old Testament examples named in our text have a twofold purpose. They demonstrate God's wrath against the rebellious and disobedient. They also show His loving mercy toward those who are willing to serve Him. Each of us must then ask ourselves, with which group do I stand?